as it is narrated in the history, he had this concern for the seminary schools all around the Shia territory, no matter in Iraq or Iran, that there must be some sort of modification in terms of the textbook being taught in the seminary school.
Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghni was believing in this, that Muslim scholar or Shia scholar must be aware of the movements and occurrences that are taking place around himself in the world.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher. What will we say in front of it?
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher, an analysis on the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite dignitaries. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Mahtavi, and welcome to your program.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Today we want to talk about an outstanding cleric and exegete of Lebanon, a Shiite one of the 14th century Hijra, a person who dedicated his life to Islamic unity and also proximity between religious denominations, Taghrib al-Mazahib. He is no one but Ayatollah or Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniye. Sheikh Mahtavi, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details about Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniye's early life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniye, being born in 1322, according to lunar calendar, is the Shia exegete and also a well-known, a famous cleric, meaning the sheikh. Actually, he was originally from Lebanon. He was born in Tardaba, one of the rural areas of Jabal Amel, which is a famous city for producing outstanding Shia scholars all around the world. Actually, he was born to a religious family whose father was one of the great scholars of the Lebanon, and also his mother was from the, actually, Sadat ancestors.
Okay.
During his life, he started his study in Lebanon, and then to accomplish his study, he moved to Iraq, and he is considered as one of the great students of Sayyid al-Khuy, rahmatullah alayh. As you mentioned, in his scholarly life, we may point out the great job that he did for the Tafsir al-Kashif,
Yes.
And besides that, regarding his activity for the field of unity or producing, creating unity among the Muslims, he created and composed a very valuable book regarding the fiqh. In this book, we have a comparative study over all Islamic sects.
Okay.
So it enables the reader to get to know about all Islamic sects ruling along with Ja'fari's ruling.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually the short biography,
right? Okay.
For the beginning, yeah.
That's right. Okay, Sheikh Ziyaniya, why Islamic Wahda or unity and also Taghrib al-Madhahib, proximity between Islamic denominations, was the main concern of Sheikh Maghniye?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Late Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniye, because was born in Lebanon, and you know, at that time Lebanon was suffering from different problems. Most of them was arose because of the argumentations that was taking place amongst Muslims.
Okay.
So these problems were suffering the soul of the great Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniye. And that's why he and some other scholars at that time, because these problems was not only limited into Lebanon, some other countries, let me say, most of Muslim countries, they were facing with such problems. Even Shias themselves, they had problems amongst themselves.
Okay.
And also Sunnis, unfortunately, there were some problems. And, between Shia and Sunnis, between Zaydis and Shia, these denominations, all of them, they were having some challenges between them. And beside the problems that Muslims had with non-Muslims, beside this, that these problems also must be solved at that time. But beside all these problems, the internal problems also was there.
Okay.
So that's why great figures like Sheikh Jawad Maghniye or Moghniye, because some people,
yes,
they may call him Moghniye.
It is
more familiar for people.
Okay.
But the correct form is Maghniye.
Yes.
That's why Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniyeh decided to work on this staff, on this issue, to establish unity amongst Muslims. He started from Lebanon and decided to, you know, make this mindset amongst Muslims to look at each other as brothers and sisters and forget about the problems that they may face with. Try to understand this point that we all are not asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the same in every aspect of our life.
That's right.
Maybe we may have some differences, but we should focus and highlight the points that are common amongst each other.
That's right.
That's why he himself started to have dialogue with the scholars that were not Shia and or the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. He even visited the Sheikh Shaltut, the greatest scholar that was for some years the head of Al-Azhar.
That's right.
And you know this Sheikh Shaltut that we have discussed about his great figure previously in our, you know, episodes. This great Sheikh Shaltut has really a very important right upon the shoulders of Shia and
right.
Sunnis both,
okay.
Let me say, upon the shoulders of Muslim Ummah.
That's right.
Because he tried to unite Muslim Ummah, yes. And let them sit beside each other. That's why Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniyeh tried to visit him. And when he visited Sheikh Shaltut, Maghniyeh says that, I told him that the Shia scholars respect you.
That's right.
And then he was meaning by you the great scholars of Sunni school of thought.
Yes.
He says that the Shia scholars, they respect you and they know the worth of your works because they know that you are serving the religion of Islam. And they know that you... He means Sheikh Shaltut.
Yes.
You are the one that you are brave to take the... effective steps regarding establishment of unity amongst Muslims.
That's right.
And he says that, Sheikh Maghniyeh says that, I told Sheikh Shaltut that the Shias, they don't believe that every person deserved to be the caliphate of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they believe that Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi wa sallam was the one who had this right to be the caliph of the Prophet. But they also do believe in this, that they are not allowed to aggravate the situation and to make it worse because of the differences that are there.
That's right.
As Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam himself did, because after the demise of the Holy Prophet, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam did not try to wage a war amongst Muslims or to to make problems for the government. He insisted on his right. But after the rejection, he said, okay, I will help you also, assist you in this regard, because I want Muslim Ummah to be preserved and to be move on. So that's why Sheikh Maghniyeh was believing in the unity of Ummah, because Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam himself was believing in this.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Ziyani. Sheikh Mahtabi, one of the other important aspects of the life of Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniyeh is the novel look that he had at fiqhi, we can say, or jurisprudential laws and rulings in the Muslim Ummah. And according to Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Asad, who himself was one of the, broad-minded and intellectuals, fuqahas of the Shiite ones, the Ja'fari fiqh that is pictured by Allama Muhammad Jawad Maghniyeh is very beautiful and has a new novel look at the modern, we can say, affairs of the society of the Muslims around. Let's talk a little bit about this aspect of the life of Sheikh Maghniyeh.
Yes, as it is narrated in the history, he had this concern for the seminary schools all around the Shia territory, no matter in Iraq or Iran, that there must be some sort of modification in terms of the textbook that being taught in the seminary school. So this is also considered that he had this big intention to have some input and contribution for the seminary house to come out from that being single, pointed or giving focus only on one aspect of the religion,
one
which
dimensional,
was
dimensional,
which was fiqh usul.
Okay.
That's why he had this intention to modify this type of scholarship, this type of teaching, and this type of raising and cultivating the students. And in order to put it in practice, we see that Fiqhul Imam al-Sadiq, this is the book that he has authored. And in acknowledgement of this book, we see that, if I'm not mistaken, Shahid al-Sadr, he himself is praising this book of having a new approach upon the fiqh.
That's right.
And late Muhammad Jawad Maghniyeh, he himself is saying that the incentive, the thing that put me forward to produce such a book, was the meeting that I had with one of the German Orientalists. In that meeting, that Orientalist told him that before we read the book Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhahib al-Khamsa, we didn't know that Ja'fari has got their type of the rulings and fiqh and ahkam. So after we read it, and we realized that, okay, also this sect of Islam or Islamic denomination, they possess their own type of the ahkam.
That's right.
And he was telling that Orientalist was addressing Sheikh Jawad Maghniyeh, saying that why we couldn't understand, why we didn't have this information, because there was a gap between our understanding from the Arabic and your old and traditional types of fiqh books.
Yes.
So we could understand all those traditional classical books.
Yes.
So this actually was the point that pushed Sheikh Jawad Maghniyeh to produce a fiqh book in a new language. I mean the Arabiya al-Hadith.
Yes.
In the not in the classical language of Arabic. That's why he authored the book Al-Fiqh al-Imam al-Sadiq.
Right.
It was regarding creating modification in terms of the fiqh and textbook of the fiqh in the seminary schools. And besides this, we see that he has the new approach regarding the tafsir al-Quran as well. And again, to put it into action, not only to think of something and talk about it, we see that he produced very outstanding and informative tafsir consisting of seven volumes, Tafsir al-Kashif, in which he's trying to unite. He's trying to employ both tafasir, Sunni tafasir and Shia tafasir.
Okay.
When it comes to fiqh issues, he's trying to benefit from both Sunni fiqh books and also Shia fiqh books.
That's right.
So it shows that how he had digested this notion of creating unity among the ummah. And he put it into action through his works and his activities that our dear brother mentioned.
That's right. Also, Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniyeh believed that the Islamic seminaries, especially in the Shia one, has to be familiar with the new sciences all around the world and has to have a talk in the new sciences, and also to be concerned. The Islamic houses has to be concerned with the socio-political, we can say, events that took place in the world of Islam all across the world. Okay, Sheikh Siyaniya, your final remarks regarding Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniyeh and his other, we can say, achievements.
Okay.
What are they?
As you mentioned, Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniyeh was believing in this, that Muslim scholar or Shia scholar must be aware of the movements and currents that are taking place around himself in the world. So even he criticizes the Islamic seminary of Najaf. He says that maybe a scholar in Najaf teaches for 20 years, but he is not aware about Taha Hussein or other scholars that are in Egypt because he has not studied about them.
Yes.
That's why when he was in village and preaching there, he studied about the novels of Tolstoy or some figures like Taha Hussein or some figures like Muhammad Aqad, different figures, even Orientalists or the scientists or the great figures of literature in West and also in other angles of Muslim Ummah.
Okay.
So even he was a man that wherever he was feeling that his presence is needed, he was present there. That's why we see that he is a judge in Lebanon for about 20 years, more or less. And even he was the head of court for Shia people in Lebanon for something like 8 years.
That's right.
And the story that he was pushed aside from this seat is position. Very notable and important. Okay. Because a minister told him, if you want to stay here in this seat, yes. you have to accept my word.
That's right.
And Sheikh Maghniyah said, these positions are not eternal. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that my beliefs are more important than the positions in this world. Okay. So that's why he was removed from that position.
That's right.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul.
That's right. Really, a person who dedicated his life to establish proximity and unity among the Muslims. And also, he was concerned, I think, not only with the religious matters, but different socio-political and cultural affairs of the Muslim lands all across the world. A person who wrote exegesis on the Holy Quran, Tafsir al-Kashif, and also on Nahjul Balagha. Of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Ziyainia, for your presence in the program. The teacher talking about Sheikh Muhammad Javad Maghniyah. Muharram 19, 1400, according to the Hijjah calendar, is the day that he passed away. His body was taken into the holy shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the city of Najaf, and was buried in one of chambers or rooms around the holy shrine. And Sayyid Abul Ghassim Al-Khoui did the burial prayer on his body. May Allah bless the soul of Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Maghniyah. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanat.